USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hawaii's governor says two police officers were killed when a man opened fire as they were responding to an assault call. KGME TV reporter Keahi Tucker says there was also a big fire.
The suspect's house caught fire. It appears he set the fire. That fire started to rage, but because there was an active shooter situation and this man had already killed two police officers, fire crews could not get to that house. That fire spread. We've confirmed at least four homes were burned down, at least three of them just completely destroyed, rubble. It may be as many as six homes that have burned.
A third officer was injured. Police have identified the suspect as 69-year-old Jerry Hannell. He was found dead inside his home near Diamond Head, which is just past Waikiki. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The DNC has announced new criteria for its debate ahead of the New Hampshire primary next month. USA's John Hunt reports.
The Democratic National Committee released the qualifications for the Democratic presidential debate on February 7th in Manchester, New Hampshire. Instead of just meeting a polling and donor threshold as required for previous debates, candidates now have alternate ways to participate. Presidential hopefuls seeking to take part in the debate will be able to qualify by meeting a delegate threshold. They must have been allocated at least one pledged delegate to the Democratic National Convention based on the results of the Iowa caucuses on February 3rd. Those results are determined and reported by the Iowa Democratic Party. The six that made the last presidential debate will all be eligible. This gives other candidates, such as Tulsi Gabbard and Andrew Yang, the opportunity to participate.
The Kansas City Chiefs have advanced to their first Super Bowl in 50 years. They beat the Tennessee Titans 35-24 in the AFC title game. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Virginia leaders are telling white supremacists to stay away from the Capitol during Monday's gun rights rally. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Thousands are expected to attend the rally outside the State House in Richmond to protest the recent passage of gun control legislation in Virginia. Militias and neo-Nazi groups have vowed they'll be there, but House GOP leader in the state, Todd Gilbert, is urging them not to come. And Virginia's Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax says there can't be a repeat of the violence at a similar rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, when a counter-protester was run over and killed by a white supremacist in 2017.
Everyone who comes here looking to peacefully exercise their rights, you know, is welcome, of course, but we do not need any violence. We do not need a reprisal of the failures that we saw in Charlottesville.
Last Wednesday, Democratic Governor Ralph Northam temporarily banned all weapons from the Capitol grounds until this upcoming Tuesday.
Britain's Prince Harry says he and his wife Meghan simply had no choice but to step back from their royal duties. He says they want to try and live more peaceful lives.
Once Meghan and I were married, we were excited. We were hopeful, and we were here to serve. For those reasons, it brings me great sadness that it has come to this.
In a speech to a charity organization, Harry says, "Our hope was to continue serving the Queen, the Commonwealth, and my military associations without any public fundings. Sadly, that wasn't possible." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.